Tell me, what makes you go into music? I mean, you all of a sudden decide that you're going to be a singer, or that has been with you for many years?
No, I didn't all of a sudden decide. That would be amazing if I decided to wake up and do an album. But no, I've been in a professional vocalist really my whole adult life. I was raised by a family that loved music. My parents were really into classical music and a little bit of Broadway, not really jazz so much, but a lot of opera. But I sang my whole life growing up. And then I ended up at the University of Michigan School of Music, where I did a bachelor's degree in musical theater. And from there, I went to New York and pursued really a theatrical career. My whole bread and butter was doing Broadway musicals, dancing, singing. I did a lot of regional stuff. Well, I did broad international tours of Broadway musicals. I did a big tap dance show called 42nd Street, where I played the wonderful character Anytime Annie. And then I did a big George Gershwin show called Crazy for You all over Europe. Austria, Germany, Switzerland for a long time. And then I also did it in the United States. Then I did a big national tour of the pop musical Footloose from the movie. I did the national tour of that. Then I did that on Broadway for a brief bit, which was the total opposite of the songs that I really love to sing. But it was so much fun. I learned a lot. And then I took a little break. I have a family and kind of decided to jump back in after the pandemic. My heart was yearning to keep singing the songs that I love. Yes.
Tell me about the album. What's the name? What's on it? What can we hear?
Well, you will hear some of the best George and Ira Gershwin songs. The album is called Simply Swonderful, The Magic of Gershwin. And of course, my title track is Swonderful, like Swonderful, Smarvelous.
Yes.
So you're going to hear some really some familiar George Gershwin songs that if you like that kind of music, if you're into musicals or jazz, you would know Swonderful, you would know But Not For Me, you would probably know The Man I Love.
That's one of my favorites, I have to admit.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. You know, it's interesting because that song, I was so afraid to do that song because it's so famous and so many icons have sung The Man I Love. And it wasn't out of my cabaret show because I was a little shy of it. I said, can I really do it justice? And I remember working with my arranger and producer, or my producer, Ted Firth, who's extremely well known in the jazz and cabaret world. And he said, let's just try it. I said, oh, I don't know. Do I deserve it? But we sat down and we worked on it and we really ran through it just two or three times. And then we started recording it. Just, I think we did it twice and it just fit so perfectly for me. And it was so pure and authentic, you know, I had to put it on the album. And I said, okay, I need to be brave and go up against Judy Garland and everybody else who ever sung this song. And I'm going to put it on my album and fingers crossed.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love. And he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news. Two, from which I'll I shall meet him.